This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is lawyer, professor, author. He is a well-respected, without a doubt, attorney, someone who has represented presidents and has represented anyone that he feels has lost his or is about to lose his civil liberties. He's one of the most distinguished defenders of individual rights, folks. His name is Alan Dershowitz. You know who he is. Alan, I want to start with Joe Lieberman. And Joe Lieberman was a friend of yours. Tell us about him.
Well, I'm literally in the car on the way to his funeral. Joe was a truly, truly great man. In fact, just hours before he fell, he and I were communicating about a statement that he and I were going to draft together, warning the Democrats that they can't count on getting Jewish votes the way they have over many years, that many of us who have traditionally been Democrats are very concerned about the drift of the Democratic Party away from Israel. And that, in fact, an article of mine about my correspondence with Joe is published in today's Wall Street Journal. So he'll be greatly missed. He was the first American Jew ever to be on a national ticket.
Right. As vice president. Right.
Probably the first person in history ever to be offered the vice presidency by both parties. People don't realize that McCain wanted him to be his vice presidential candidate. He was just a great man who crossed party lines and went over the aisle, who cared just about America, and he'll be sorely, sorely missed. I'm looking forward to seeing his wife and his children. It's a great family, and he was just a great American, a great representative of the Jewish people, and a man who showed you could be completely 100% American without giving up your religious tradition. He was an Orthodox Jew who didn't work on Shabbos, who didn't work on Saturday. But in 6 days, he got more work done than most people do in 10 days.
Professor Dershowitz, he was well-respected. I mean, he is one of the few senators who had respect for everyone he came in contact with. But right before he died, Professor Dershowitz, he took issue with Chuck Schumer and Chuck Schumer's suggestion that maybe it was time for a new election in Israel. And I believe that Joe Lieberman actually said that Chuck Schumer crossed the diplomatic red line. Can you talk about that?
He did. Shortly after Joe wrote that article, I went to Israel and met with the prime minister, met with the president, met with the head of the Mossad, with military leaders. And there was universal contempt, regardless of where you stood on Netanyahu personally. Even if you were a very hard left Israeli who believed that Netanyahu shouldn't be the prime minister, everybody said, what the heck was Schumer doing trying to interfere with Israeli democracy? You know, Israel isn't the vassal state. It's a full democratic state. It's had 5 elections in 8 years. My God, you don't start lecturing Israelis about who they should elect as prime minister. If you want to do that, move to Israel and become an Israeli citizen. But you can't be the majority leader of the United States Senate and be telling Israelis who they should have as prime minister.
And, you know, the amazing part of it, Professor Dershowitz, is that, you know, Chuck Schumer at the drop of a hat will accuse everyone of being a threat to democracy, when in truth, Chuck Schumer, who is a Jew himself, is a threat to Israeli democracy. I'm sorry, I have to say it. It infuriates me.
I completely agree with you. I've known Chuck Schumer since he was a student at Harvard Law School. He's very ambitious, and he did try to interfere in Israeli democracy. And it's wrong for any American to do that. It's wrong for any Israeli to try to interfere with American democracy. We are allies, and we have to respect each other's commitment to democratic values. You may have preferences. I'm sure a lot of Israelis strongly prefer Donald Trump to Biden for president, but they're not going to be going around trying to influence who people vote for.
It's just
any more
absurd
than Americans should.
But, you know, do you find, Professor Dershowitz, that, you know, sometimes the Jews in Congress, the American Jews, I should say, you know, are more about ideology than they are about, you know, Israel and a pro-democracy? I mean, do you see that dividing line where they won't cross it?
Well, I think everyone is different. Everyone is an individual. There are some people for whom there is that line. There are others who try to lean over backwards to avoid being accused of having an ideological line. Look, it's okay to be ideological. The problem with America today is the ideological divide is so deep that people aren't talking to each other. They're not doing what Joe Lieberman used to do, and that is cross over political lines to try to achieve what's best for America. Remember, when you take your oath, you don't take your oath to the Democratic Party or to the Republican Party. You take your oath to the United States of America.
That's right. That's right.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Let me move on. Now, this past week, there was argument in Fulton County, Georgia, on the Donald Trump, the so-called RICO case. I don't know if I've gotten your take on it, but, you know, I have been very clear that I think it's bizarre that Nathan Wade has to go, who was the lover of the DA there, Fannie Willis, and she's the one who brought him in. Yeah. She's the one who gave him the money. She's the one who, who was contradicted by virtually everybody else who took the stand as to when the relationship started. She gets to stay and he goes.
Well, she ought to go to jail. That's where she belongs. There's no doubt in my mind that she committed perjury.
Yes.
Conspiracy to commit perjury, tampering with witnesses, obstruction of justice. She is a full-time career criminal who ought to go to prison. There ought to be an investigation. You know, the Romans used to say, who will guard the guardians? Who will prosecute the prosecutors? Mm-hmm. You are a great prosecutor. You understand that prosecutors are human beings. And there have been prosecutors in our history who have shamed their office. Many of them have made their office proud. She is a shame to the office. And nobody could watch her testimony and conclude that she was telling the truth about when the affair began and whether she paid him back. Let's turn for 1 second to the paying back. There is a rule in Georgia that says you cannot give gifts. And if you do accept anything, you have to make
a
record
to
compensate
them. Disclose it.
Yeah. The idea that she would pay back money in cash without keeping a record, without putting it in her notebook, without taking a photograph of the cash, without having a withdrawal slip. Oh, I'm black, so I keep money at home. That's a black thing. Nonsense. And the idea that, and even the judge didn't believe that. The judge did not believe it. They said,
well, then why didn't he throw her off the case? Why did Judge McAfee
to do it? He didn't have the guts to go as far as he should have gone. He should have also recommended her to the prosecution because he said there was an aura of mendacity that there's enough there to suspect that maybe the whole truth wasn't told. That's just a nice way of saying perjury was committed right in front of me by the elected district attorney. There's nothing worse than a corrupt district attorney. Nothing worse than a district attorney.
You set the tone for law enforcement. But I'm gonna add something, Professor Dershowitz. I think he's afraid of her. I think the judge in Fulton County, Georgia, was afraid of Fannie Willis. I think he's never run for office before. He was appointed to the bench less than a year ago by the governor. He's up for re-election, I think, in a week or two. He doesn't want to tee off that community, you know. And he has turned already into a I don't want to say the word, but someone who will pander for votes because he wants to keep his job. It's a sad commentary. But let's talk about the guts of the case itself. The lawyers are saying Donald Trump has a First Amendment right. There's no one better than you, Alan Dershowitz, to talk about that.
He's absolutely right. You are allowed to challenge an election. You are allowed to say, And this has been throughout our history, Thomas Jefferson, Tilden Hayes, Bush versus Gore, the Clinton. You know, people challenge elections all the time. And one way of challenging the election is to put up an alternate slate of electors. Now, I myself believe the election was not stolen, that Biden won it legitimately. That's nothing to do with the First Amendment.
Right.
The First Amendment gives you the right to be wrong and the right in the political context even to be wrong if you know you're wrong.
Professor Alan Dershowitz, thanks so much for joining us, and we wish you well. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Never forget, that's a promise we made. Join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on its mission to do good in honor of America's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
It's the Judge Jeanine Show.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.